إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to precede. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم. Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said in His noble book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let each and every one of you look and analyze what you have prepared for tomorrow. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily Allah is well aware of everything that you do. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And do not be like those individuals who forgot about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal caused them to forget about their own selves. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. For verily they are the disobedient. وَلَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And the people of the hellfire, the inhabitants of hell, they are not equal to the people of paradise. Because verily the people of paradise, they are the successful ones. Brothers and sisters, let us pause for a few moments and ponder and reflect over these verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O you who believe, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let each and every one of you scrutinize, analyze what you have prepared for tomorrow. The scholars, they say, لِيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَا قَدَّمَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ أَمِنَ الصَّالِحَاتَ الَّتِي تُنْجِيهِ أَوْ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتَ الَّتِي تُوبِقُهُ. Meaning, let every single one of us scrutinize what we have prepared for the day of judgment from righteous deeds. Because have we prepared righteous deeds which will save us on that day? Or have we put forth evil deeds that will destroy us on that day? Brothers and sisters, what have we put forth? Min salatin, from prayer. Min siyamin, fasting. Min sadaqatin, charity. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. What have we put forth in terms of effort to learn the religion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What have we put forth from dhikr, the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What have we put forth? Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forgot about Allah and Allah made them forget about their own selves. Verily, they are the disobedient. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, وَالْحُرْمَانِ كُلُّ الْحُرْمَانِ. It is a total loss. And يَغْفُرُ الْعَبْدِ and هَذَا الْأَمَرُ. for the servant to be heedless of this. How many people are walking around in a state of ghafla, heedlessness? May Allah Azza wa Jalla awaken every single one of us. He said, والحرمان كل الحرمان أن يغفل العبد عن هذا الأمر ويشابه قوما نسوا الله وغفلوا عن ذكري والقيام بحقه. It is an absolute loss for the servant to be heedless about this affair and imitate a people who have forgotten about Allah and they are heedless concerning the remembrance of Allah and fulfilling his rights. How can a believer imitate someone who has forgotten about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has neglected the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَى حُدُودِ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَشَهَوَاتِهَا. And these individuals, all they focus on is their lusts and their desires. فَلَمْ يَنْجَحُوا. And they are not successful. وَلَمْ يُحَصِّلُوا عَلَى الطَّائِلِ. And they have accomplished nothing. بَلْ أَنْسَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مَصَالِحَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Rather, these individuals that Allah wants each and every one of us, young and old, male and female, from imitating, Allah Azza wa Jal even caused them to forget about what is beneficial for their own selves. فَصَارَ أَمْرُهُمْ فُرُطًا فَرَجَعُوا بِخَسَارَةِ الدَّارَيْنِ. And the only thing that these people accomplish and earn is loss in this life and the Akhirah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. After Allah Azza wa Jal addressed the believers, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, wake up, pay attention for what is beneficial for you in this life and what is beneficial for you hereafter. O you who believe, fear Allah تبارك وتعالى ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. And let each and every one of you look what you are prepared for tomorrow. Allah Azza wa Jalla said تبارك وتعالى in the next ayah, after warning us against imitating those who have forgotten about Allah, he said, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. And this is an encouragement and a warning. If a person, male or female, is on a path of obedience, righteousness, performing the obligations, staying away from the prohibitions, then this is an encouragement to continue upon that path. If a person is negligent concerning the commands of Allah, falling into the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jal, for them to wake up and return back to that which is correct. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. The people of the hellfire, they are not equal to the people of paradise. It is not possible for the believer with complete faith to imitate the people who are going to the nar. It is not possible for a believer with complete iman to imitate a people who are destined for the hellfire. Allah said, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The people of the hellfire, they are not equal in any way, shape or form to the people of paradise. The people of paradise, they are successful. So brothers and sisters, let us analyze what we have prepared for tomorrow. Have we prepared ourselves so that we can be from the people of Jannah? Or are we falling short and we need to rectify that affair? Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, explaining the last verse, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. The people of the hellfire, they are not equal to the people of paradise. He said, فهل يستوي من حافظ على تقوى الله ونظر لما قدم لغد. Is the one who continues to fear Allah and looks at what he has prepared or she has prepared for tomorrow. فاستحق جنات النعيم. And as a result of that, they are deserving of the bliss of the gardens of paradise. May Allah grant us all paradise. والعيش السليم is the one who continues to fear Allah and looks at what he has prepared for tomorrow and thus deserves the bliss of the gardens of paradise. مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Along with those whom Allah has blessed from the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. Is that type of person equal? وَمَنْ غَفَلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Is that type of person equal to the one who is heedless of the remembrance of Allah? وَنَسِيَ حُقُوقُهُ. And he neglected the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَشَقِيٌّ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And he is miserable and wretched in this life. واستحق العذاب في الآخرة, and he's deserving of the torment of Allah in the hereafter. Are these two groups of people equal? السعدي, he said, رحمه الله, فالأولون هم الفائزون والآخرون هم الخاسرون. The first group, the people of Jannah, they are the successful. And the second group, the people of the hellfire, then verily, they are the wretched and the ones who are in loss. Brothers and sisters, with regards to preparation for the day of judgment, what have we put forth from righteous deeds? ماذا قدمنا من الأعمال الصالحة? What have we prepared from righteous deeds? This is a question Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us to ask ourselves. What have we prepared? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, مَا مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانٌ. There is not one of you except that his Lord will speak to him, and there is not an interpreter between them. Allahu Akbar. There is not one of you, male or female, young or old, black or white, Arab or non-Arab, except that his Lord will speak to him. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانٌ. There is not an interpreter between the two of them. The servant is all alone. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ. The servant, he will look to his right, and he will not see except what he has put forth from his actions. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهِ. And then he will look to his left, فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. And he will not see except what he has put forth. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. He will look in front of him, فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ. And he will only see the hellfire in front of him. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Wake up, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, it's not time for the smartphone. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say about this day that is inevitable? ماذا قال? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَاتَّقُ النَّارِ. Save yourself from the hellfire, وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ tamra, even if it is with half of a date that you give in charity. Wake up and do righteous deeds. Save ourselves from the punishment of the hellfire, even if it is giving charity as half of a date. And in another riwayah, بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, even if it's with a good word. Brothers and sisters, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and analyze what you have prepared for tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, this question, what have we prepared for tomorrow? Asking ourselves, are we fearing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? هَذَا كَانَ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. That was the way of the righteous. That was the way of the righteous servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let's give some examples. انظروا إلى الفاروق رضي الله عنه. Let us look at Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. وهو من المبشرين بالجنة. And he was promised paradise. What about us? If this is an example of a man who was promised paradise, what about us? Anas ibn Malik, he said, سمعت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه يوما وخرجت معه حتى دخل حائطا فسمعته وهو يقول وبيني وبينه جدار وهو في جوف الحائط. عمر أمير المؤمنين بخن والله يا ابن الخطاب لتتقين الله أو ليعذبنك. And it said he was with Umar. He was following Umar on one day. And Umar entered a garden. Umar ibn al-Khattab, promised paradise. He entered a garden. And Anas said, I could hear him saying to himself, Umar, O leader of the believers, by Allah, it is upon you to fear Allah, or Allah will punish you. That's Umar radiallahu anhu. Where are we from Umar radiallahu anhu? He was promised paradise. How can we afford to not ask ourselves the question, ماذا قدمنا لغد من الأعمال الصالحة? What are we prepared for tomorrow from righteous deeds? Brothers and sisters, عثمان رضي الله عنه خطب عثمان فقال ابن آدم اعلم أن ملك الموت الذي وكل بك. عثمان gave a khutbah, a sermon, advising the believers, son of Adam, know that the angel of death that has been appointed to take your soul,
لم يزل يخلفك ويتخطى إلى غيرك منذ أنت في الدنيا.
The angel of death has not ceased to pass you by and leaves you, and he goes to someone else since you were in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Think about that. Son of Adam, the angel of death that has been appointed to take your soul does not cease to pass you by, leaves you, grants you respite. It's not your time yet. But he goes to someone else. He goes to someone else to take their soul from the time that you existed in this dunya. Listen to his advice. He said, وَكَأَنَّهُ قَدْ تَخَطَّى غَيْرَكَ إِلَيْكَ وَقَصَدَكَ. And one day is coming where he's going to pass by others and he's coming to you, Ya Abdullah, wa Ya Amatullah. One day the angel of death will pass by others and he's going to come to each and every one of us. That's certain. La mahala. Listen to what Uthman is saying. Listen to this advice. فَخُذْ حِذْرَكَ وَاسْتَعِدْ لَهُ. He said, so be prepared, be alert, and prepare for this moment. وَلَا تَغْفُلْ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفُلُ عَنْكَ. Don't be heedless of this. And do not be heedless of the angel of death, because he's not heedless about you. When your time comes, it comes, and he's coming. No doubt about it. وَلَا مَحَالَ. Do not be heedless of him, because he is not heedless of you. وَعَلَمْ إِبْنَ آدَمْ. Know, O son of Adam, إِنْ غَفَلْتَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدْ لَهَا لَمْ يَسْتَعِدْ لَهَا غَيْرُكَ. If you do not prepare for it, O son of Adam, and you are heedless about this affair, then know that nobody else will prepare for you. Subhanallah al-Azim. Brothers and sisters, it is important in order to answer this question and to ask ourselves this question, ماذا قدمنا ليوم غد من الأعمال الصالحة. What have we prepared for tomorrow from righteous deeds? In order for us to ask the like of these questions, we have to focus on our own shortcomings before other people. Listen what the Salaf, they said. And this is a musibatu zaman. One of the calamities of this time. اشتغال الناس بعيوب غيرهم. That people, they focus on the faults of others whilst they forget about their own faults. And this is from the reasons that leads to an individual not questioning himself with these questions. What have I prepared for tomorrow? Abdullah ibn Auni said, rahimahullah, as mentioned by Ibn Abi Dunya in a Samt, he said, ما أحسب أحدا تفرغ لعيوب الناس إلا من غفلة غفلها عن نفسه. Abdullah ibn Auni said, rahimahullah, one of the Imams of the Salaf, he said, I do not think that anyone occupies himself with the shortcomings and the faults of the people except due to heedlessness about their own self. You have time to spy on people on Facebook or Instagram. You have time to chase after their faults and their errors. Firstly, if a person reveals their sins on a social media forum, it is a sign that they have no shame. Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us and them. But for somebody to take out of their day, out of the beneficial hours and minutes and seconds of their day to spy on others, subhanallah al-azim, look what is at stake. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhi said, as comes in al-Adab al-Mufrad, bisanadin sahih, Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. Abu Huraira, he said, يُبْصِرُ أَحَدُكُمْ الْقَذَاتَ فِي عَيْنِ أَخِيهِ. A person, he sees the speck, a small speck in the eye of his brother. وَيَنْسَ الْجِذْلَ أَوْ الْجِذْعَ فِي عَيْنِ نَفْسِهِ. But he forgets about the tree trunk or the plank of wood in his own eye. But because they're so busy about their brothers or their sisters, they never focus upon themselves. May Allah protect us from that. And no doubt this is a calamity of this age. وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha inna allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who believe, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as he deserves to be feared. And let each and every one of you look to what he has prepared for tomorrow. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal is all aware of everything that you do. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. If you reveal what is in your chests or you expose it, Allah Azza wa Jal, he knows it. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do all things. Brothers and sisters, what have we prepared for tomorrow from righteous deeds? What have we prepared from al-a'mal as-salihah? Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. Every soul on that day, they will find the good that they have put forth, that they have prepared. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. And at the same time, they will find in front of them everything that they have committed from evil, but they will hope that between them and their evil deeds was a great distance. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he warns you against his punishment. From the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, he warns us against his punishment. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the all kind to his servants. Brothers and sisters, how much of our lives have passed us by? Brothers and sisters, have we increased? The older we get, have we increased in righteousness? Have we increased in al-a'mal as-salih, righteous deeds? Have we increased, barakallahu feekum, in our focusing upon the akhirah and turning away from the affairs and the glitter of the dunya? Brothers and sisters, as we get older, have we increased in knowledge? Have we increased in understanding? Have we increased in firmness at thabat? Brothers and sisters, as we get older, the longer that we have been upon this religion, do we find that we are firmer, clinging to the sunnah, warning against innovation, or are we becoming weaker? And again, brothers and sisters, this is not a good sign that time goes on. And the more that elapses from a person's lifespan, if they get weaker, this is not a good sign, wallah. Look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as time goes on, a person should be getting stronger. A person should be increasing their iman. A person should be getting firmer. Lal'ax. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked. And the rajulan qala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyun nasi khayr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are the best of the people? And we've spoken about this in a whole khutbah. But here he was asked, who are the best of the people? Wa hadha al-hadith ma dhakarna. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. The one who has a long life and he has many good deeds. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst him. The one whose life is long and he has good deeds. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, فَأَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌّ. Who are the most evil of the people? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ. The one who has a long life, but his actions are evil. May Allah protect us from that. Brothers and sisters, if we look at the Salaf, they would increase in good. There comes in the narration of Abu Awana al-Waddah, he said, سَحِبْتُ يَزِيد ibn زُرَيْعَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَزْدَادُ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ خَيْرٍ. Abu Awana al-Waddah, he said, I accompanied Yazid ibn Zuray' for 40 years. Every year he would increase in good. Subhanallah al-Azim. Where are we min as-salaf? Where are we from the salaf? He said, I accompanied him for 40 years and every year he increased in good. Ibn al-Jawzi, he said, because some people have a misunderstanding. Unfortunately, you have people that they have a midlife crisis. If the believer finds himself, the male or the female, having a midlife crisis, then they need to return to Kitab and Sunnah with understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. Ibn al-Jawzi, he said, فَإِذَا بَلَغَ فَلْيَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ زَمَانَ الْمُجَاهَدَ لِلْهَوَى وَتَعَلَّمِ الْعِلْمِ. When a person reaches puberty, a male or a female, when they become an adult in Islam, then they should know that this is a time now for them to fight against their desires and learn knowledge. Meaning they're not a sabi, they're not a child no more. And that is why, brothers and sisters, we have to stop treating our children, even when they reach the age of puberty, as babies. Islamically, they are accountable. Islamically, they are going to be held to account for their actions. If you just sit them all day, from the morning until the night, and all they're worried about is the television or playing the PlayStation and nothing else, then what type of tarbiyah is this and what do you expect? Ibn al-Jawzi, he said, advising us, the Muslims, he said, فَإِذَا بَلَغَ فَلْيَعْلَمْ. When a person reaches puberty, when the children, they reach the age of puberty, then know it's a time now to fight against your desires. Because no doubt the desires of the youth is strong, it's fervent. It's a time to fight against your hawa. And one of the ways to seek ilm, sit in the masjid, learn your religion, acquire knowledge, because knowledge will assist you to conquer your desires. But listen what he said next. He said, فَيَنْبَغِي لَهُ عِنْدَ تَمَامِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ جُلَّ هِمَّتِي التَّزَوُّ لِلْآخِرَةِ. He said, and at the age of 40, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, you have people 40 years of age, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, behaving in this time like they are 15 or 20 years of age, like they are teens, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Ibn al-Jawzi said, when a person becomes 40, a man or a woman, then the majority of their focus should be upon preparing themselves for the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. When you have reached 40, it's not just about focusing upon the dunya. It's not just about focusing upon impressing people. It's not just about focusing, fronting for the people. It's about what? When you reach 40, you're closer to the grave. Prepare for the akhirah. What preparations do we have? Ask ourselves these questions. ماذا قدمنا لغد من الأعمال الصالحة. What are we prepared for tomorrow from righteous deeds? But remember this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as comes in al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يكبر ابن آدم ويكبر معه اثنتان. The son of Adam grows old, and two things they grow along with him. What are they, brothers and sisters? The son of Adam grows old, but two things they grow with him. What are they? حب المال, the love of wealth, and likewise the love to live a long life. Subhanallah al-Azim. The son of Adam grows old, but two things grow with him. The love of wealth and the love to live a long life. Whereas in reality, when a servant grows old, we should be preparing for the akhirah. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he mention? The older we become, no, it shouldn't be that we're getting weaker. It shouldn't be now we're willing to compromise over our religion. It shouldn't be we're taking off our hijab. It should not be that sisters now they're wearing those tight overgarments. It should not be now the jilbab comes off and it's just a scarf and a pair of trousers or a long shirt. It shouldn't be that the brothers now we become older. Now we're musbin, our trousers are below our ankles. We're shaving our beards. We're listening to music. It should not be like that. That is a sign, a dangerous sign that something is going wrong. And people think that that's cool. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ. That's not cool. It's insanity. And that's a sign that something is going wrong. That a person is getting weaker and not getting stronger. That a person is getting weaker and not becoming firmer. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all firmness. And I'll mention this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned three individuals that Allah Azza wa Jal will not look at, nor will He speak to Yawm al-Qiyamah on the Day of Judgment. From them is the elder who is a fornicator. Why is that? Three people, Allah Azza wa Jal will not speak to them, nor will He look at them. And from them is a Sheikh al-Zani, the elderly fornicator. The old head who's a fornicator. You hear many people say, that's my old head. Ya akhi, if he's a fasiq, how is he your old head? Old head upon what? Ma'asiyah? We need to change our role models. Maybe that's one of our problems. Our role models are twisted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Sheikh Azani, the elderly fornicator, Allah will not look at him, nor will he speak to him yawm al-qiyamah. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions why? Because this individual, the older that he becomes, his desires for women decreases. And in reality, he does not have the desire of the young. It is a sign of his evil nature that he's fornicating and he's an old man. May Allah protect us from that. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, as it pertains to preparing righteous deeds for tomorrow. And no doubt we need the aid of one another to stay firm upon this path. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Establish the prayer. Give us zakah. And lend to Allah a goodly loan. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ. And whatever good you put forth for your own selves, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Surely you will find it with Allah Azza wa Jal. هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجَرًا. Verily it is better and greater in reward. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. And seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily Allah is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Look, brothers and sisters. Again, for the one who is on that path of righteousness and obedience, continue and be patient and try and increase in good deeds. The one who is falling short, again, it's not over. Never despair of the mercy of Allah. But don't justify it. Don't demonize those people who are trying to do good. Or the super Salafis. Or, you know, they think that they're better than everyone else. Just because what? He's striving and he prays in the masjid and you want to belittle him and demonize him because of the weakness in your own self. Instead of saying, "Ana muqassir, I'm falling short." Don't demonize those who are trying to do good, because that individual, jama'a bayna sayyatain, he got his two evil deeds. One, he fell short as it pertained to his own self, and he's demonized those who are striving to do good. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, brothers and sisters, with regards to this ayah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla closed the verse with, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And seek forgiveness from Allah. Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, وَفِي الْأَمْرِ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ بَعْدَ الْحَثِ عَلَى أَفْعَالِ الطَّاعَ وَالْخَيْرِ. There is an amazing benefit in this command. The command to seek forgiveness from Allah after an encouragement to do good deeds and acts of obedience. فَائِدَةٌ كَبِيرًا وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ مَا يَخْلُو مِنَ التَّقْسِيرِ فِي مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ إِمَّا أَنْ لَا يَفْعَلَهُ أَصْلًا أو يفعله على وجه ناقص فأمر بترقيع ذلك بالاستغفار فإن العبد يذنب آناء الليل والنهار فمتى لم يتغمده الله برحمته ومغفرته فإنه هالك والعياذ بالله. السعدي, he said there is a benefit in Allah commanding us to seek forgiveness after Allah commanded us what? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give zakah. نعم. وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and give Allah a goodly loan. After Allah encourages His servant to do all of that, again, asking ourselves, what do we prepare for tomorrow? Allah then commands us to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Why? As-Sa'di, he said, because verily the servant falls short concerning what he has been commanded. Either he does not do it at all, what Allah commanded him with, he didn't do it at all. Or he'd done it, but it was deficient, in a deficient manner. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the servant to repair this deficiency and this shortcoming by seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. For verily the servant sins night and day. And when Allah does not cover him with His mercy and forgiveness, then surely that servant is destroyed. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the path to Jannah is clear. The path to the hellfire is clear. All that is upon us is to cling to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding of the Salaf, and be patient upon it. Barakallahu feekum. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal for paradise, and may Allah protect us all from the hellfire. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants ease to our brothers and sisters wherever they are in the earth. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us a'wan, aiders and assisters of one another to achieve what we have mentioned today in this khutbah. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.